All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you can see, I've invented a new type of dice.
Oh, I mean, it looks just like dice to me.
Well, it's very similar to dice, but it's in Mamma Mia. It's a, oh no,
But
time is a being a changed.
what?
Well, somebody, you gotta hold a dear time machine.
Oh, Gary, no.
Oh
I mean, Gary, this requires us. This requires us to, I mean, we can't still do the job if you're talking like this, bro.
it's a time emergency.
I mean,
Mamma Mia.
how do we fix this? And how do I get you to stop talking like that? Do you have to come along with us?
I would never stop talking like this because of my history was changed.
Okay. Well, I mean, or so
Because
that.
somebody who got a hold of a cooler time machine.
Okay. So we just need to get the time machine down. I mean, can your special dice help us with that?
No, the dice are a distraction. This is a bigger emergency.
Oh, okay. Well,
It seems like some Italian got a hold of a time machine.
and went back
Gonna
and like
turn out of me Italian.
turned me Italian. Oh no, the fate worse than
Forced
death.
Italianization fetish. Mamma
Okay.
mia.
All right, okay. No. So I mean, we've used time travel randomizations in the past. Should I just
We gotta get to find the man who have a time machine.
Okay. All right.
Who got a time machine?
I Jimmy Clocks, the inventor of clocks.
No, you idiot. He's
Oh.
somebody who is Italian.
Oh, somebody who's Italian.
Clock
Well,
is not an Italian name.
a clock is a time machine, technically.
But he's not Italian. You do not
No.
understand.
Okay. Clockianos. The only Italian names I know are Luigi and Mario, in this incredibly offensive version of our fiction.
There's nothing offensive about it.
Okay. Oh,
For
well, I
some
mean,
reason, this accent is okay. There's not the
okay.
history of
Yeah.
institutionalized racism.
All right. Let's see here. So, I mean, I'll just open up maybe it's some guy named Mario with his time machine.
I Google it.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, game computer. The game computer is Mario's time machine is a
Who?
game. Is that going to solve our
Oh,
problem?
no. Mario has gotten a hold of a timer machine. We had to go back and kill Mario.
We do. Well, all right.
Which is what Luigi would do if he had a time machine.
It is what he would do so he could retain his rightful place. So he gets to be the big brother. Yeah.
Tall brother. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, motherfucker. Welcome to hell.
Hey, I love Welcome to Hell.
Don't know if we used that one before, but I just like it.
Oh, man. It's just the funniest thing you can say to somebody unprompted.
Welcome to hell.
this is a premium episode. We're talking about Mario's time machine. Let me see here. This wasn't like a single person's demand, but we have Andrew who put it in the randomizer. We have John Paul. Andrew says the first game that I needed my dad to beat. What a bad waste of a rental trip. Yeah, no, it has Mario on the box. It
It does
probably
have
had the
Mario on the
Nintendo
box.
seal of quality.
Nintendo seal of quality is raw operative in this game. Before we get into it, are you a sicko who likes this? Were you like getting good trivia feelings and being like, "Ooh, I'm a good boy. I'm doing good at trivia
I
in
mean,
this."
like I felt it, but it wasn't something I was relishing. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, like I'm answering a quiz, so okay. Like I wouldn't seek it out. Like I'm not putting it on my goddamn resume.
It's wrong about so many things.
It's
If you go to the Mario Wiki, there's like several thousand words of just examples of facts that are wrong in this game. That's incredible.
That's
Like,
really good. That's
I think that's really funny.
kind of similar to when we did I mean just the fact that like the Uncharted Waters game that we did feels
Yes.
history-esque but is actually incredibly wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. This is that. This feels kind of history-ish.
Yeah, it's
gets a lot of things wrong.
So, I mean, okay, the nature of things that it gets wrong, are they things that just like we discovered after this was put out, like, oh, we thought this was common knowledge, or is just like, oh, that was never true and we never thought it was true?
Yeah, not remotely. It gets dates wrong. It has things getting invented at the wrong times. It has characters, like you're talking about, characters like three sons when in fact they had daughters. It just gets things wrong.
Oh, it's pain.
There's no story to it. It's just a game made by dumbasses to get trivia wrong.
Yeah. Like, listen, like the one purpose that it had, like the, how many people are were set on a wrong path. Yeah, just thinking, oh, I don't need to study about Lincoln.
I learned everything about Lincoln from Mario's Time Machine.
Yeah.
You know, I learned everything about surfing from Mario's Time Machine.
I mean, that is accurate. If you do surf on enough mushrooms, you can travel through time.
Travel through time. Yeah, it's true. I oftentimes feel like traveling through time.
Yeah.
As a trivia game, it feels almost like a Frog Fractions kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like how that game was like, you know, 462 over 3. And then you'd click another fraction and be like, good.
Like, click on the fractions.
Yeah, you did a fraction. This is like a trivia game where most of the stuff is wrong is very funny.
So like I didn't spot any of that because I only did like one of the things. I went to Vienna. And then just because figured that was the one that I knew the most stuff about because it was about Beethoven, right? You know, just basic music history kind of things. I didn't spot anything wrong in there, but apparently there's a shitload.
Yeah, there's a huge paragraph of things that are wrong about it.
Yeah, man, just how much stuff is just lore. Oh, I'm so happy.
It's not even like
good.
Like doesn't even make sense to be wrong. It's just things that people made up because they sound intuitive. Like. The history of the magic flute was he was inspired to compose it after seeing a flute, even though the inspiration for it had nothing to do with seeing a flute. It's just a number of inspirations. Like, it's just documented if you read a fucking book about, you know, Mozart. Like, it's not, it's just amazing.
I love
it so much.
I really like the idea that they just kind of like farmed all the stuff to an intern, but didn't check his work.
pre-Google guesses. It's like I made it. This is like I created this game. You know, this is a name I've heard of, and this sounds right. Like,
yeah,
it's like playing Balderdash or whatever.
Oh man, I am an all-star at Balderdash. I love Balderdash.
Yeah, it's fun to come up with fake definitions for things.
Oh gosh. But yeah, so the one thing that this is supposed to do, it does not do well at all. At the very least, and Mario is missing, it was like just geography, you know, and like a little bit of history, but it's like, take me to the town where the tower is falling over. Okay, I'm going to navigate to pizza. There we go. Yes.
It's a very funny way to do a trivia game.
Yeah.
It also, boy, does everything in this game happen too slow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every animation in this is excruciating. Like watching the little numbers flip over.
Yeah.
For your time machine.
Yeah. Sorry, the timulator.
Like, yeah, the timulator. I was just like furiously like, come on, come on, come on. Like tapping the button, trying to get it to go faster. And if you fuck up anything, because it doesn't tell you how to surf through the time.
No.
Stream. You just had to figure it out. If you fuck it up, you just do all of it again.
Mm-hmm.
Excruciating.
Yeah, no, didn't care for that. And also, like, dialing in the year and the location is not even, that's not even like asking you anything. That's asking you, hey, did you remember just look in the menu, so did you see the place Vienna 1824? Okay, put in Vienna 1824. It's not quizzing any actual knowledge. It's just right there at the top of your little fill in the blank sheet.
Ugh. it's a big bummer. What I wish we had done. So I played the Super Nintendo version of this.
Same.
The Nintendo version of it is really interesting because you go to levels and they are platformer levels where instead of question mark blocks, there are trivia bits.
Okay.
And there are enemies that are bespoke that don't show up in other Mario games, but you can't die to them. They just kind of like punch you and then keep going. You know, like a hammer brother will come up and hit you with a hammer. They don't throw them in that. They just like,
oh yeah, smack you with them. They use them like hammers.
Yeah. They hammer you like a nail.
Yeah.
And then they just keep walking.
Yeah. So I guess that they accommodate that. They've just got fewer places that you can go. Although you can go to the dang old moon, in the NES yeah. one, it looks like taking the American flag back to the moon. Like we ever went there. Come on.
Yeah. No, it's all fake.
Now who's naive?
I wish you can go back to that area.
Yeah, no, I didn't even realize that the NES one was any different. I love the PC graphics for these games, for any of the Mario edutainment ones, just because everything is so off model and wonky.
Yeah. 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 It's seeing weird dudes.
Yes.
You know, the Nintendo one has these little like walking turnip guys that walk around on their leaves.
Okay.
That are real great. They're real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just again, the really strange Hammer Brothers and something known as Body Slam Koopa. Body Slam Koopa is a type of Koopa only found in the NES version of Mario's Time Machine. Body Slam Koopas run back and forth, occasionally stopping to slam the ground. They can be defeated with a simple jump.
Oh, man. Body Slam Koopa fan art.
Don't mind if I do.
Let me see. Let me see what we got here. Yeah, there's just the wiki. And then there's, I guess, Marvel versus Cap. Oh, somebody did a Koopa as though it was part of Marvel versus Capcom 3, I guess. Yeah. Mm. No, there's really nothing for Body Slam Koopa. Damn. Huh.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's real fun to have the Mario Wiki mm-hmm. and find just a bunch of weird little shits on it.
Yeah, I mean, the Mario Wiki, you know, we dunk on wikis quite a bit because oftentimes, you know, it just it's like any kind of like a group project, right? Mm-hmm. they're going to fall down or be incomplete or whatever. The Mario one is one of the most exhaustive I've ever seen. And yeah. It is always fun to look at. Oh my God. The Bowser sprite from the MS-DOS version, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
The way that his shell kind of looks like a cape just drizzled off the back of him.
It's real gross. It's hanging on his flesh loosely.
It's been partially melted. Kind of get something in a partially melted Bowser shell.
Yeah. He's in the attic of the Colorado space.
Yes. He will blow apart into motes of dust if you touch him.
Yeah. He's not doing good. He's like one of those crumbled Metroid enemies at the end of Super Metroid.
His something vital has been taken from him.
Yeah. Just really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario has done a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
by definition,
what a
weirdo. Yeah.
And now that he's an adventurer.
Oh yeah.
You know, no longer just knee deep in human shit.
Yeah.
For a living.
Yeah.
Making $40 an hour plus bennies.
Hey, plumber's a good job. Nice and reliable. Hey. People always need it.
Yeah. Wear a tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Mario had a time machine, I think that would be awful because you know that Mario would not go back and stop 9/11.
No.
Or kill Hitler or anything. No. Like it's going to be some fucking nonsense with mushrooms.
Here's the thing with Mario. And you know, by this point we have cultivated enough of an audience that I can say this. I don't know what Mario wants. Mario to me is a little bit, is kind of similar to a Mickey Mouse where he is more just a design than anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what his dreams are. I don't know what he wants to do when he retires. Like
he's more charismatic to me than Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
You know, significantly so. But I also have that issue with him.
What are his, what are Mario's values, Gary?
Yeah. Center libertarian.
Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, just, he's got to be there balancing out Wario, who is obviously an ANCAP. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, huge ANCAP. Mario. And Luigi is just like the milquetoastest little Dem. Luigi is all like, I don't know if Pelosi is a queen, but she's certainly bae.
Yeah, no. Luigi is absolutely a donut. Emoji and the username kind of guy.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, I hate the real world. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, it's good not to know about.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to ignore.
It really is.
You can.
Yeah.
The cool thing is you open up like a book.
You do.
Or something like that. And it goes away.
Yeah. You just take a ride on the reading rainbow, you know?
Yeah. Reading rainbow, the browsing rainbow, the video game rainbow. There's so many rainbows.
Yeah.
You can slide down to not pay attention to what Nancy Pelosi's doing.
Yeah. Take a ride on the rainbow road. There are all those new Mario Kart tracks. And like, I know Mario likes to drive, but
he just does it for sport. He's never like, you know, driven Toad to the methadone clinic.
Now I kind of want Mario Crazy Taxi.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Like they did Simpsons Crazy Taxi. I have to find my, I hate how tiny, Switch carts are. Because I think I've lost multiple games.
What?
No, in like moves. Yeah. Okay. I don't just like stick them on, you know, a table and walk away.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but I can't find my Mario Kart and I wanted to get that DLC to play all the new Mario Kart tracks. Cause
yeah,
it's great.
No,
but I can't find my cart.
No. What'll happen is like Switch games more than anything, because I can be playing my Switch anywhere. What I will do is if I get a new game and I put it in, I'm lazy. I don't take the old game out and put it back in its own case. I just put it in I put it in the new case I just recently emptied. You do that enough times, eventually you get like this weird little like body swap kind of puzzle going on. All right. I want to play Super Mario 3D World, but Super Mario 3D World is actually going to be in the Octopath Traveler box, which is actually in the Super Smash Brothers box, was it actually in?
Yeah. Well, that's why I've accounted for that, but sadly, it's not showing up in any of the boxes, which makes me think I did like temporarily put it down. I don't usually freeball my Switch cards.
Yeah.
But something like maybe Pocket grabbed it.
Oh, he would immediately spit it out because of the coating.
Or he'd knock it around like a bug.
Oh, true.
Kick it under something.
Yeah, no, they'll do that.
You know what that motherfucker did?
What did Pocket do?
I couldn't find my glasses I'd put down.
Okay.
He took them and stuck them by his food. Did I tell you about that? I couldn't find my glasses. So I switched to another pair of glasses. I own a bunch of different pairs of glasses.
Okay.
They're dirt cheap. Don't envy me. Uh-huh. And I was trying to find, you know, this pair. I wanted to find them. And I saw something weird kind of by his water bowl.
Okay.
And I looked down there and he had like grabbed them. Carried them around in the night, probably yelling, doing that little like hurt, but I'm proud of carrying something.
Yeah, yeah.
Noise.
He's doing the parade. He's doing his victory parade.
And then hit him over by the water bottle. Well, it reminds me, I had a friend who was at one point bi.
Okay.
And he told us a story about him getting together with this guy and sucking this dude off. And then when it came time to reciprocate, the guy didn't do it.
Ooh.
So my friend was real mad. So he hid his glasses on the way out. He put them in a Kleenex box. to really stick to this dude for not doing reciprocal head.
Yeah. Huh.
You know,
I mean,
which is a party foul, but like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say that good form, you know?
It's very funny. Like when you found them, it'd be really great. Like, oh, come on. It's like what Pocket did.
Yeah. I mean, it's
not stuck off Pocket. Don't put two and two together, but
no. But I mean, cats are weird. Like there's kind of an association, like stuff is like a place of honor. So like right by the food or by the bowl is kind of like, oh yeah, he likes this thing. I'll put this over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their own little logic. Like sometimes I'll find toys in the litter box, right?
Yeah, yeah. I always find that really disturbing.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like somebody keeping a Game Boy in the toilet, keeping a Game Boy in the bathroom. You know, just
it's not that different. It's true.
Yeah,
I'm gonna chew on this while I take a dump.
No,
even that's what I would want to have, but there's nothing. There's nothing more focused in the world than a cat when they're taking a dump.
Yeah, true.
It's the funniest facial expression that anything ever gets. It's just like, gotta get through this. Like, real serious, you know, laser focus.
So now we're just in full on cat chat, or as the French call it, chat chat. But I mean, for cats, going to the bathroom is a team sport. Have you noticed that, Jessica and Pocket like guarding each other? Like, does one of them post up when the other's going? Just like, I got your back here. You don't need to worry.
They guarded me.
That's what I was going to work to. Yeah. You know, I live alone, yeah. So I will, do my, perform my, business with the door open. And, if I'm in there, you know, one of them will always like pop up and sit down and just like, I've got eyes on the hallway. You're good to go.
I love it. It's so good. Cute. I'll get up and they'll be sleeping on me, and then I'll get up in the middle of the night and one of them will follow me, like walk me to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like good little guardians.
It's so thoughtful is what it is. Yeah. Just to consider it, like, you know, I want somebody to watch me because, you know, I for thousands of years, this has been the most vulnerable time. And just going to make sure, you know, you just want a little bit of that peace of mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very conscientious.
If Pocket had a time machine.
Okay.
I don't want to think about what happened.
No.
I imagine he would go back in time and eat the cat food that was there. Which is low impact.
True. You know, that's the thing, you know, a creature like that, it wouldn't just be cats, but, you know, dogs, anything whose world is relatively small, you know?
Yeah.
Cats not
necessarily. Time machines, you know, nothing bad will happen. I guess it gets rid of them. Like it pollutes them. Maybe Pocket is from a time machine. Maybe he came from the future to eat the food from now and then got captured. And that's how I adopted him.
How can you be sure that the Pocket you have is the Pocket that you've always had?
I mean, Pocket Prime. I don't know if it's like I've got cat or I've got time cat.
I mean, again, like what's like what functionally, what would be the difference?
There wouldn't be one other than just the provenance.
Yeah.
You know, of the cat.
What kind of adventures have you been on? And just
like,
what
if that's why he's gathering these supplies? It's like the E.T. Atari game. He's trying to build a time machine to go home.
Oh, open the glasses. Just hoping that the next leap is going to be the one that takes him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't give a cat a time machine. If we're going to rend the fabric of, you know, space and time, I don't want it to be because there are no treats here. So they went back, you know, to when there were treats. Yeah.
Well, then it causes a paradox.
Yes.
Because they eat those treats, which then don't exist for them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be no good. They can go to the future and eat the treats there.
I think we figured out why the bowl always seems empty.
Yeah. There's time cats about. I picked up a subscription to the DC Comics thing. Because I've been on a Batman kick.
Cool.
After seeing the Batman. And I reread a comic, an Alan Moore comic called Top 10. Which is really good. And there's a little, it's a police procedural in like a world where everybody is a science hero or a superhero.
Okay.
And it's real light. And there's a really good joke where a guy, he gets called to his mom's house because she's got super mice. And they're these little mice. They're dressed up like little superheroes and they're running around blasting things with their laser eyes and, you know, lifting up bowling balls and stuff.
Cool.
And crushing each other. So they call an exterminator, and the only way to get rid of ultra mice or super mice is to get ultra cats. So he introduced all these cat superheroes to them, and they get into this big fight, and they're just like, I don't know what to tell you. They'll work it out. And then the joke for it is they ended up having a crossover that rewrote space and time.
Okay.
The cats and the mice. So nobody remembers them being there because they basically rebooted their universe. So the exterminator doesn't get paid.
Okay.
Cause he's the only one who remembers that they were there, who remembers the continuity before it got rewritten from their little crossover that they did.
Okay. So he ended up getting screwed out of his payday. This sounds like the least Alan Moore thing possible.
It's surprisingly light.
Yeah.
Like it's real jokey. For Alan Moore, it's not about.
I mean, usually Thatcher. Is there anything taking a shot at Thatcher?
There are a couple of racist cops in it.
Okay.
You know, and there's a racist cop. They're racist against robots, and then there's a cop who's really racist against robots who turns out to be a robot.
Okay,
so there's a little commentary there.
So it's like Final Fantasy, or it's like Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Yeah,
there's a lot of parallels between Fallout 4. And the works of Alan Moore. Yeah. Equal esteem.
Yeah. You know, we'll hold up and be referenced as a cultural touchstone, transcending medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Historically important. But that's why I was thinking about Time Cats.
Oh, Time Cats, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought it was going to be like a, you know, old lady who lived in a shoe kind of thing where like, okay, the only, you got the Ultra Cats here. The only way to get rid of Ultra Cats is Mega Dogs. You know, yep. Which you get snakes and mongooses and rhinoceros.
Dogs.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You gotta. What? I don't know what. Wolves.
Yeah. Eventually you just have to hire Super God. He's like God, yeah. But super.
Yeah. It's like you're playing a version of Scribble Knots.
Yeah.
What if instead of this being called Mario's Time Machine, it was called Time Plumber or Chrono Plumber? And it was about Mario doing his job in different time periods.
Oh.
Like the aqueducts of Rome. And unclogging them from human shit and hairy Roman ball sacks and stuff.
That's please. Everybody in Rome waxed. That was just a completely smooth era. Except for the
hair went after they waxed them.
Oh, okay. Like, all right. I take it. I didn't trust your vision. Okay. Now yours is more practical. My idea of a time plumber is we have nowhere to route wastewater here. Because the planet is polluted. So we have to route the pipes through time. So it goes back to a cleaner, more pristine time. But because this keeps on happening and it sets up the paradox, it just bumps up the end of the world sooner because the pollution is happening sooner because it's literally being routed to an earlier time and then on and on and on.
It could be routed to the future, which is basically what we do now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that ends up putting us right back in the real world.
And yeah, we could just mortgage our future bathroom problems.
Yeah, with a time toilet. It just flushes a turd into the next day.
Yeah, pooper.
Yeah.
There we go. Instead of looper, you see. It's
pooper. No, I got it. It was a little bit of work to get them. Unless it was the same font or something.
Okay.
I would just be like, I just called pooper. It was like thumbsucker or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brick. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this has legs.
It does. I think it does. It could be both, you know, like maybe the early levels are going to the individual times, but then you have to figure out like what kind of like nutrients the soil in these different places need. So, you know, like just take the zinc rich diets of the future and send it back to a particular time. And then that way their crop yield is better, you know, just solving all the world's problems by making sure that the second harvest gets where it needs to go.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Into that.
Yeah.
So we got time toilets. We got time plumber.
Time cats. Yeah. We're just working our way back. Yep. Working our way back to the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, just what did we learn today?
Yeah.
factually inaccurate Mario games.
Mm-hmm.
The game facts on this, the reviews are the whole gamut from 2 to 10.
Yeah. And there's like the facetious, this is the best game ever. I would have loved history if I played this when I was young, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My favorite one that I feel like is probably genuine, my two favorite ones. Is Mario's Time Machine equals history. And if you don't like books, you will like this. I think that's a very like challenging and an intriguing premise for a review.
Yeah.
I've been turned off of books.
You know, I've had some bad.
I don't particularly care for them.
I've had some bad experiences. I found Gravity's Rainbow to be pompous.
Yeah. The whole written word is a little iffy. Do you have something that I could do as an alternative to that?
Yeah.
SSD captain. Solid straight seat. Brian captain.
Mario is back in his brand new adventure. Or should I say another brand new adventure? God. Oh, God. All these little flourishes that these fucking 12-year-olds have.
That's right. If you do not like learning history from those lifeless, mood-killing books... God, I hate lifeless mood killing books.
Oh man, nothing kills my boner faster than the written word. Mood killing.
Absolutely. Hey,
mood killing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm in the mood for history, but not from a book.
Graphics are pretty good if you played Mario Kart. Oh, the sound. I want to double check. The music in this kind of bops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
And it looks cool too. Like the off model Koopas and all that stuff looks good, but even just the still scenes and stuff look pretty great.
Yeah.
Like aesthetically, it's pretty good. And that surfing game could be fun. This little Mode 7 surfing game with some tweaking.
Yeah.
The computer version of it has if you go back to the wrong time, you get sent back to prehistoric times and have to fight off dinosaurs while bullet bills come from the side of the screen to assassinate you.
Who broke the Prime Directive and gave the dinosaurs bullet bills?
I don't know. But that did immediately pop into my head, the idea of John Wilkes Booth assassinating Lincoln with a bullet bill. Just like as a conspiracy theory where you have like an image of the shot and you close up in on it and you see the bullets, like, all right.
It's got little arms. Yeah,
it's got little arms. It's like, let's do this. Emancipate your brain, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, John Wilkes Booth famously jumped down to the jumped down there. Are we sure that he shot him, or maybe he just jumped on his head like a Mario? You know,
yeah.
just fucking Goomba stomped him. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It'd be very difficult to Goomba stomp.
Oh, I mean,
as far as the presidents go,
what you don't know, the hat used to be much taller. I mean, it's only as relatively short as it is because it was stomped on. If you take that thing, it telescopes outward to like 10 feet long.
I imagine stepping on it would be like jumping on one of those springboards in Mario 1.
Boing. Well, that's why he fell and broke his ankle.
Yeah, that's why John Wilkes Booth assassinated him in the first place, because those things suck.
We need to stop this. Oh, was he from Forward in Time saying like, okay, this is going to become the basis for the very worst mechanic in Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Wilkes, fia me. As far as presidents, it'd be easy to step on their head.
I mean, Taft probably couldn't move very quick.
Yeah, Taft is a big one. Lincoln's head is thin and he has that hat.
His head is thin. He's got that hat and he's got that bone structure on him. I think that even if he managed to give him a good boot bop, he would stand up to it, even with as wiry as he is.
Teddy Roosevelt's got a weird little melon.
Yeah.
It's basically already a turtle shell, like a Koopa shell in shape.
Yeah.
You know, well, jumping on Teddy Roosevelt's head, having a smaller Teddy Roosevelt fly out in its underwear and then try to crawl back into Teddy Roosevelt's skin. Mario cannot have a time machine.
No, it can't happen.
he would end up killing Duke Ferdinand. Like, there'd be so many time crimes he would do through knocking people out of their skin.
And again, like, we can't predict them because we don't know what his values are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he thinks of the Weimar Republic.
Maybe, you know, oh, the Treaty of Versailles was unfair.
And then it's just to a determined people.
What I don't want to do is have, like, you know, actual Italian fascist Mario, if we can steer away from that.
Well, he's not fascist. He's just making some good points.
Oh, he is? Okay, yeah. No, I just, if we were going to be playing around with this, I don't want him talking about the benefits of, you know, Mussolini.
The trains. Yeah. Running on time. What have you.
The spirit tracks. That's the wrong franchise, though. Mario doesn't really have trains.
In World War II, Mario would be part of the Axis, though.
100%.
Like, I don't want to do fascist Mario, but we have to be realistic.
We do. Yeah.
Like, you know. Axis power Mario.
Yeah. Just although picturing him on the ally side, just like him rolling up on Normandy Beach, you know, just the crisscross the crisscross of bullets and stuff, you know, just a meat grinder. But he just boing, 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 just jumps from bullet to bullet, getting up to the pillboxes.
Like he comes up on one of the ship, like, and then the music kicks up. Ding, 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 ding. Like little fun jazzy music as he storms the beach.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding. One man army.
Just tons of toads lying dead around him.
They're just kids. Like, they're just kids, man.
He was also young. Number 19. Number 19.
They call it the good war, but I got to know. I don't think so.
Do you think that Mario would have made it so we won the Vietnam War? Follow-up question. Do you think Wario would have made it so we won the Vietnam War?
Oh, no. I think that Wario would have just done whatever Kissinger said. I think he wouldn't have won it. I think he would have just expanded it even further, you know?
Yeah. He was into the fact that it was a puppet war.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas Mario, who, again, don't know his values, but I do think that Mario is kind of a soldier for power.
Yes.
You know, like, if you know, Nixon was like, hey, go do this thing. LBJ was like, hey, go do this thing.
Yeah.
Mario's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he does whatever the regent tells him to.
Yeah. He's really into power. I can't decide if he's a royalist You know, like if he's like way back in there, because that would put him in a couple of different places, you know. So like think about any of the powers in World War II who had monarchical, hereditary succession kind of thing. So like maybe like equal chances fighting for England or Japan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's also definitely a big believer in the gold coin standard.
True. Yes.
Like there's. Yeah. It's maybe not like Mario. I just can't stop thinking about him.
No, you know? I just can't stop thinking about his values. No. And like I said, I'm happy that we've cultivated the audience we have. And I'm very happy that this is a premium episode. But like, it's just if I need to come out here and say, if there's any place where I can say it would be now and in this episode, Mario, maybe a bit of maybe kind of a nothing, you know?
If I'm glad it's a premium episode too, but if somebody were going to get offended on behalf of Mario, the Nintendo Adventure, I would be really upset.
Yeah.
If somebody was like, you can't joke about that. And I'm like, no, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Like, yeah, watch can. Me.
He's got a time machine. You know, like what else is he going to get up to?
Yeah.
You know, if you're not changing history, there's no point in having a time machine.
No.
Like you don't just put it on a shelf.
No, you're not going to keep that in the box. You know, ship's safe in port, but that's not what ships are for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take the toy out of the package.
You got a problem with a time machine. You go back in time and uninvent it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. You got to use it at least once, but then you're trapped there. What are you going to do?
Yeah. That's probably how Mario ended up in the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got trapped back there, had to get a job. Bunch of blue collar workers.
Could be like an 11/22/63 kind of thing. Like he was sent back for a specific purpose, but he went 5 years too early, so he had to set up a life.
Yeah. Poor Mario. I'm back on board.
Okay, here we are. Yeah.
I love him again. He's a good little fat man.
He's good. Look at his little belly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean the real thing, and I've talked about this before, the real thing is I think fat Mario is great, and I think skinny Mario is a crime against nature.
Yeah.
I only really like Mario when he's overweight.
Yes.
And the fact that they made him skinny in promotional art and stuff, I think is cowardly and shitty.
Yeah. They should have leaned into it. It was, you know, I feel the same way about Sonic. I like Sonic when he is
Pikachu.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just that, just little, like a Pikachu that's shaped like a Dots candy, you know?
Yes. It's just like a round little fella.
Yeah.
You know, fat Sonic is better than regular Sonic. The movie Sonic is so far away from fat Sonic.
Oh, and it's not even the same in the same zip code.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man. We're more chunky video game characters.
I need my mascots to be cuddly is the thing. I don't want them to be wiry. I don't want them to be all bent over like, you know, post-1998 Sonic is. Garbage.
You ever hug somebody who's real skinny?
I mean.
Like real skinny?
And like relatives who were dying of cancer.
Oh, well, it sucked, right?
What?
I said it sucked, right?
Yeah, it did.
See, you ruined my point. I don't like a bony hug.
No.
And I want to think about hugging my little video game friends. Mm-hmm. I also, I can't remember if I talked about this on the show. Something, you know how when you turn into a vampire, you get frozen how you are?
Mm-hmm.
How come there are no fat vampires?
I think that might be revealing just a little bit too much about how limited your and my vampire knowledge is. Because I'm sure that somewhere at some point there is in fiction a fat vampire. You know, maybe
there's never a fat vampire.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of fiction. I'm just saying, how come there aren't more fat vampires?
Yeah. I can give you a serious answer on that. And
what is that?
The beauty standards. Vampires are supposed to be sexy, you know. They're supposed to be they're supposed to represent a dangerous sexuality in a lot of different fictions and a lot of different traditions, right? So,
can you imagine how hot like a sexy Megan Thee Stallion vampire would be, though?
Oh man, her body wouldn't quit. I mean, literally, she would be immortal.
Yeah, it couldn't quit.
Yeah,
that immortal pussy, just like bam.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. I think that it's got it's like during times where, you know, beauty standards were different. I guess the vampire got invented at a certain point.
Yes.
But there are times where beauty standards were more inclusive.
Yeah.
To chonk. And it seems like we get some fat vampires then.
Seems like we get them. Yeah, I'm sure like Anne Rice, but it would probably be like an explicitly villainous fat vampire. You know, it'd have to really be almost be like do like a Kingpin kind of thing, right? Like they are coded that way. They are fat to code them as somebody who is not trustworthy or somebody who is lacking virtue.
Yeah. Which sucks.
Yeah. I want a heroic fat vampire. God damn it.
I would like to be a heroic fat vampire.
I don't know that I could be heroic.
If I were a vampire, I would be a hero in a sense.
Yeah.
In that I would only feed on people who I felt deserved it.
Okay. Oh, you do the good run of vampire.
Yeah, I'd be a vigilante.
Gotcha. So, you know, you'd be a blade. Would you hunt your own kind?
Nah.
Okay. That seems hard.
Nah. Game recognize game. And it seems hard.
Like, it's like, they got all those powers. Think, like,
I would have a real leg up on humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the second I'm with my peers, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't hunt my own kind now. I don't think that being a vampire, my own kind being more tough would change it.
No.
Maybe
no.
Below whatever curve I'm on. You know?
If I was a vampire, I'd probably just do normal things, you know. To be a hero, you got to do good things. I just mostly do neutral things.
I do a lot of addition by subtraction.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say.
That's all I'm legally allowed to say.
Thanks for listening to this, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you. Thanks for being a patron.
Yeah,
keep doing what you're doing.
Please do notes. Check out the other content that you have available to you. And one more of these will be coming out in a little bit.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Nothing else I can think of.
Nothing else. Until next time, bookmark the thread of endings, Cole.